This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's sad to say, but most of the phone calls and text messages that I get now are all some sort of like spam or scam that's going
on. It's awful.
The toll roads one that's going, I get that at least once a day. I get a text of evasion of toll roads, pay now. And because it's so prevalent everywhere, I'm like, okay, I know this is a scam. I drive a lot, so sometimes I do question it and I'm like, was I on that freeway?
You got to be really, really careful because some of these scams are just so elaborate, it's easy to fall for.
Definitely.
Kelly, I fell for a scam like 6 or 7 years ago, and I was so humiliated by it, and it was so bad, I've literally never told anybody this story.
Really?
Anybody. In 6 or 7 years, I still haven't fully gotten over it.
So you're going to tell us right now,
I'm going
right?
to tell you right okay. now. I'm going to get off my chest like a therapy session for the
All
first
right.
time.
Let us have it then.
I had got some family money, and I wanted to buy a little apartment in Cabo, a little investment property, because Cabo is my place.
Okay.
And I found one, and I had to deposit like 30 grand into escrow. And
okay.
I was working with the broker. I was working with the lawyer. They were all on this chain of emails. And it came time for me to deposit the money. I went to the bank and deposited the $30,000. That night, I get a call from the FBI saying, you have been scammed.
What?
The $30,000 is gone. You send it to some person in Nigeria or something. And I'm like, how can this happen? How can this happen? Look at all my email thread. They identified it as one of the most elaborate scams they've ever seen. Someone hacked into one of our emails and watched for 6 weeks, learnt how we wrote to each other, learnt all the numbers needed. And just when I got to the bank, wrote an email that was so quick that we couldn't see as I was transferring the money. The bank read it, transferred the money to that email, went off to Nigeria somewhere. It doesn't even make sense.
Oh my gosh.
But I lost the $30,000. It was family money. I was humiliated. I never told anyone because there's a connotation with getting scammed that you're an idiot.
Right.
Like, how could you fall for that? People are probably thinking that about me right now.
No, because they are. They're so elaborate nowadays that it's easy to fall for them.
Right. And that took me a long, long time to get over. And I finally just got it off my chest. But I just want people to be very, very careful out there.
I'm in shock. $30,000. I don't think anybody's going to beat you this morning.
It might have actually been a little more than that. I'm just not ready to tell the full amount.
Okay. Well, you don't have to do $30,000, but did you get scammed? How bad was it?
Yeah, let us know. I want to hear from you this morning. I opened up 888-431-3764. Good luck. A text or call.
What if?
It seems like there's scams everywhere right now. And all I can say is I've been scammed out of $30,000. Don't underestimate how smart these people can be. Be very diligent all the time.
Norma in Riverside, did you fall for a scam?
Yeah, so it was the RV rental company that we were going to rent an RV and take our family on a trip. You know, we had to put down a deposit. And the guy who we were communicating through the RV website sent us a PayPal invoice and said, this is how we, you know, take the money. It looked legit from the website and everything. We sent the $2,000, and the day of the trip, we still hadn't had a location, went to pick it up. And I kept telling my husband, I don't know, this doesn't seem right. Why haven't they sent us a location? And all of a sudden, the guy just stopped communicating. We called the RV company, and they said, we're so sorry, but it looks like you've been scammed. You should never send your payment through PayPal. You should have used the website.
And that's one of those things, Norma, I totally get it. Where, like, hindsight, you're like, oh, yeah, that didn't seem right. But in the moment, you're like, okay, like, I'm pretty naive. I like to trust people. I fell for a scam on Facebook Marketplace, and I was like, that's a great deal. Mm. Did the same thing. I went ahead and did, I think it was Zelled, a down payment to hold the item, and next thing you know, they're gone.
And then you're right. Hindsight's the worst as you dissect everything and call yourself an idiot. Well, you just got to let it go. It happens to the best of us sometimes.
909 texting in, and I've seen this scam happen too, says, we got a call saying it was my brother who was in the military for our elderly parents, saying that he was in trouble. He needed money as soon as possible. The best part of this scam was that my brother was actually home on leave, and he was sitting next to my parents when they got the call.
Thank
so
God.
He took the phone and played along. That happened to my Nana a couple years ago, and luckily, she was smart enough to go, wait, hold on. And she called my brother and was like, are you in trouble? And he's like, no, because same thing. You know, you hear a family member's in trouble, you want to help.
Exactly. Thank gosh. I can't stand these sick and twisted people. Have you ever been scammed? Let us know. Open up to us. 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Guy and K-Frog.
I am not okay.
Life should come with an undo it button, not just for ex-boyfriends either, for like mistakes you make, especially with all these scams that are going around right now.
Amen, Kelly.
A lot of times looking back, you're like, how did I fall for that? But it seems like there is a new scam every day and they're getting more elaborate. Denise and Yukaipa, did you fall victim to a scam?
I didn't, but my mother-in-law sadly did. Shortly after my father-in-law passed away, someone contacted her on Facebook and telling her he loved her. And then he talked her into buying this mystery box that was supposed to could have up to $1 million worth of stuff in it. So she sent him, like, all of her retirement income from her 401k.
No!
$500,000. Then this guy told her, oh, you know what? You are so wonderful. I'm in love with you. Why don't you sell your house, and then I'll come live with you, and we'll buy a place by the ocean. And she did. She sold her house and sent him all the money. So now we're up to over $600,000 she sent this man.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I'm assuming, like, law enforcement is involved in this. Do they have any leads?
We contacted the FBI, told them. They said there's probably no way she'll get her money back.
Oh.
But they are trying to. But the thing is, the gentleman or the person, he's not a gentleman,
yeah.
Lived other country, so they said it's very, very hard to track the money once it leaves the country.
That's exactly what the FBI said to me when I got scammed out of $30,000, like I was telling you earlier. You got 24 hours. Once it's out of the country, it's gone. You're not going to see it again. I'm going to be absolutely sick just hearing that story. My heart breaks for that person.
It's so sad.
So 951 here also says, and this is interesting, it's awful to be scammed, but I've been in banking for 35 years, and even the smartest individuals, the smartest business owners, they get scammed for hundreds of thousands of dollars. Sorry it happened to you guys.
I can't imagine the things that they see too, and the phone calls, the panicked phone calls, because any money lost is a lot of money. $600,000 though, like that just ruined that lady's life.
It's completely horrible. And the humiliation, embarrassment you go through as well is just, you don't get over it.
951 says, I was recently scammed with Stagecoach tickets last year. It was a resale page on Facebook. I put down $100 to hold the tickets, but apparently multiple people sent him money to hold those tickets, and boom, they were gone.
That guy got a lot of money from that.
Yeah, well, luckily it is no scam when it comes to Kelly and Guy's Road to Stagecoach. We do want to hook you up with legitimate tickets. In fact, coming up, 8:05 is going to be your next chance to win.